Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. In a few minutes, we'll have in studio the Amendment 62 organizer for the State Fair event down in Pueblo. Beginning tomorrow is the Colorado State Fair. And Dee Waite, who's a coordinator for Southern Colorado for Amendment 62, the personhood amendment, she should be here shortly to tell you guys that's going to be exciting. So that'll be great. Also, just a little bit of information, a teaser, we'll give you more later, but some friends were conspiring about a lawsuit against Planned Parenthood, and a friend, Leo, said, you know what, we need to do it, and I'm going to do it. So Leo, we'll update you on that soon. I don't want to give out too much information, but just so you remember, you heard about it here, and yesterday... I was on the radio at KHOW, 6:30 a.m. in Denver, this very hour, during the show, I was on another show with Dan Kaplis and Craig Silverman about the Denver High School, you can't even call it a high school, that's giving out condoms, birth control, contraceptives, and the abortion pill to their students. That's Bruce Randolph School, and that starts in sixth grade, so 12, 13-year-old kids on up. Real tragedy, real disaster, but we had a great conversation. And so what we'll do is we will link to the KHOW audio when I joined Dan Kaplis and Craig Silverman yesterday. We'll link to that from our website with today's show summary. And our site is KGOV, KGOV.com. KGOV.com. And I started out reminding the guys about Adam City High School that did this some years ago. And their pregnancy rate jumped 42% when they started giving out contraceptives. And they ended up having 108 births in one school year. It was a state record. They took the state title that year. 108 babies born from one school, one out of eight girls gave birth in one year. And the Rocky Mountain News republished my resignation letter that I had written 3 years earlier when I was vice chair of the District Accountability Committee at the time for Adams County District 14 School District. And they had decided they're going to start giving out condoms to students. And I had been at a school board meeting. I was on the accountability committee. I presented them with a lot of research showing that the sexual activity would increase, the pregnancy rates would increase, and they mocked it. I mean, they were excited about the thought of kids having sex. I was there. I saw it. They were excited about it. Their superintendent, I was at another meeting, not open to the public, but an administrative meeting, their superintendent was so excited that the parents were ignored and that they're giving out contraceptives to kids. I remember he stood up from his chair and he lifted his hands over his head. It's like he went up on his toes and he said, "We're giving out condoms to the kids at our school." Like he was thrilled about it. And the pregnancy rate jumped 42%. To where they had 108 births in one school year. And so on KHOW Radio yesterday, I made the point that God didn't make 14-year-old girls to be used by boys. And the lie that, well, families have to opt in. Well, if you have a 14-year-old girl going to that school and her family doesn't opt in, but her boyfriend goes to the school clinic and gets a condom and says to her, he uses the school-provided condom to try to get her to lower her guard and let him have sex with her. and the kind of pressure that's put on girls systematically in our public schools is just horrendous. So please take your kids out of government schools. They are officially godless. I made that point. And, you know, there's some people that they don't want kids to act like animals, but they pretty much have a choice. Either these kids are made in God's image or they're made from animals. Either they're animals or they're human beings made in God's image and likeness. And we should expect young girls to be taught how to live like ladies. But the schools are officially godless, so they don't know how to teach girls to act like young ladies. They don't know how. So this is a tragedy of parenting and schooling. I've been invited to go on Fox 31 tomorrow morning at 9:40 Fox Box to talk about this subject and others. So Lord willing, that'll happen. And also a producer from Fox News Channel in New York City called, asked if I could appear on Fox and Friends in the morning nationwide to talk about the Bruce Randolph School giving out condoms and the abortion pill and, you know, the steroids that are in these pills. And young girls are used, and then they're told, here, take care of that problem. Pop these steroids so the next boy can use you next week. And the school administrators say, well, you got to be real. We know that kids are having sex. But they're just liars, aren't they? Because in Denver, kids have guns. Kids use guns. Do they offer firearm safety courses? Kids use guns. But they would never offer a firearm safety course because they're against kids using guns. So they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't want to send a mixed message, but they are child sex advocates. And I pointed out on KHAL Radio yesterday that Planned Parenthood newsletter, their newsletter, said a while back, said our goal is to help students achieve sexual satisfaction before marriage. And then a flyer Planned Parenthood handed out to young kids. I remember at the Harvest Festival, they handed it out. We had a girl go to their Planned Parenthood headquarters and get literature, and she got the same flyer called, I Think I Might Be a Lesbian, Now What Do I Do? Because Dan Kaplis said, well, who would encourage kids, teenagers, to have sex? I said, Dan, this flyer is one example. It says, look, if you've never had sex with another girl before, you're afraid, that's understandable, you just try it. Try it, and here's how to do it. And they actually explain in the flyer how to do it, what to do. I mean, it's just despicable. So our kids are either made in God's image or they're animals. And if they're animals, if you propose that they're animals, don't complain when they act like animals. But if you know that our kids are made in God's image and likeness, then you should be outraged when the godless public schools teach kids to behave like animals, and younger kids. Now, what, sixth grade? How old are you in sixth grade? 12 years old? 13 years old? Some maybe younger? There's a skate park right near our studio right now. About 40 kids a day at the skate park. Many of those kids use meth. The girls that are there, half of the girls are pregnant, including one who's 13 years old. Just a disaster. Oh, D is here. All right. D Waite is here. All right. She's going to, this is good because you got to hear about what's going on down in Southern Colorado and in the state fair. D's just come into the studio. And yeah, that's your microphone. D. Waite encourages those of us in the personhood movement. D. Waite, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hi, Bob.
It's so good to see you, D, in person. You live quite a ways from here. Where do you live?
I live in Pueblo, Colorado.
And there's a lot going on for personhood down in Pueblo. Could I tell you why you excite us so much, D?
Yes.
because you're not us. You're someone else. You're someone else. You live in another part of the state, and you have the same vision and determination and praise for the Lord God, our Creator, to fight for the innocent that we have up here in Denver. So you, your family, you guys have been a breath of fresh air to help us keep fighting the fight. Thank you for all you do.
Well, thank you for everything you guys do up here. Without you and everybody with Colorado Right to Life, I wouldn't be involved without Personhood Colorado.
In fact, our dear friend Keith Mason, I think, was instrumental in inviting you to fight to stop abortion.
Yes, he did. Back when we were doing Amendment 48, Keith contacted me via the email and asked me to attend a meeting to learn about Amendment 48 so I could spread the word through our homeschooling community in Pueblo. And it was myself and one other person who showed up. And next thing I know, I was called the area coordinator for Southern Colorado.
Hey, if you could get you and one other person, you're an area coordinator.
That's right.
Look at Barack Obama.
That's true.
He was a community organizer. He's now the president.
Hey, I have a future job.
You do. Yeah. Only you would do it well.
I hope so.
D for president. D, you have gone from that beginning to now really being a force and an encouragement in Pueblo. There are things that have happened already, things coming up. So what's coming up?
What's coming up is the Colorado State Fair. Amendment 62 will have a booth at the State Fair.
And the State Fair begins on Friday.
On Friday.
So it begins tomorrow.
Yes, it does. It begins on Friday.
So we have a booth there?
We have a booth, and it's in the Palace of Agriculture. The locals call it the Ag Palace.
Ag Palace.
We're on the ground floor. The Ag Palace is open from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. And we're looking
throughout the whole event. It begins on a Friday. It ends a Monday the week later. So it's like 10 days.
Monday night, September 6th at 12, the fair will shut down.
So this is a major event.
It is a major event.
Yes, and we need help, right?
We do need a lot of volunteers.
The Personhood Amendment 62 booth, Personhood Colorado, Colorado Right to Life people will be there at the state fair. What would people be asked to do?
Well, we have several different options. It depends on their comfort level. We have a booth, and they could work in the booth, and they could hand out literature to people passing by, answer questions about what is personhood, when does life begin. We'll have bumper stickers, T-shirts,
flyers, fans.
It
might be hot.
We'll have fans to hand out that will advertise.
10,000 fans that advertise Amendment 62 and explain it.
Yes, they do. And then we'll have a laptop set up so they can also see our My Campaign Tracker and see how they can get involved.
MyCampaignTracker.org. I've been looking at precincts around the state, but boy, I tell you, in the Denver metropolitan area, precincts are turning purple. It is so much fun to see that happening. MyCampaignTracker.org. When a precinct is turning purple, that means people are getting bumper stickers, T-shirts, yard signs, and they're passing out literature, the Talking Points flyers. We are now approaching about 100,000 flyers that have been handed out one-on-one or given to a family on their front door. That's a significant
awesome
number.
That's fabulous. Most campaigns would love to have that kind of action.
I think you're right.
It is really.
And we have 2 months to go.
It's an incredible tool, you know, with a place that you can find out, you know, for someone like me who's unsure about what I can do by myself. It gives you some place that will tell you exactly what to do.
Here's what you can do. You can do this. It doesn't cost anything. You can do this. It costs $5. You can do this. It costs $80, depending on what people want to do.
And also how to get in touch with others in your area who you might want to join up for a literature drop and how to go about doing that.
In fact, we have literature drops every week. We have weekly literature drops at Colorado Right to Life's homepage. You can see if you live in Westminster, Thornton, Arapahoe County, Arvada, Denver. And you know what? We're hoping to add other cities around the state. And they're saying every Tuesday night, meet at this McDonald's at 5:30. Every Saturday morning, meet in Arvada at 7:30. Meet in Denver at 7 a.m. And groups come together and the organizer prints out a map of a precinct, and we all go out and we do a precinct. And it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. In Pueblo, we're trying to organize a literature drop starting after, on Saturdays, Pro-Life Southern Colorado does a picket against Planned Parenthood on Highway 50 by Carl's Jr., and that runs from 12 to 1. After that, we would like to meet and divide up literature and, sections of Pueblo and do a literature drop.
You're computer literate, but anybody could go on the campaign tracker and click on the map, click on the precinct tab, and you'll get the boundaries of a precinct. It'll show you from this street to this street, from that street to that street, and you go and you just do the blocks, and it's fun. And, Dee, I'm hoping to lose 20 pounds by Election Day because I'm doing at least two precincts a week, precinct walks, literature drops, and it's just fun. It's enjoyable to get outside, to meet people. You don't meet too many people, but some people say, hey, what is this? Tell me about it. It's just great.
And I love to do it with my kids. Mm. Out in Pueblo, especially in Pueblo West or out in the county a little bit more, the houses are spaced out. We do what we call a jump and run. Mm. I drive and, you know, we'll look at the map and decide where we're going, and the kids will jump out and go door to door, putting the literature at each house.
That is neat. And we go with our kids too, Cheryl and I, and our younger boys and our older boys help too. The younger boys, they're 8, 10, and 12. They just love it.
Oh, they have endless energy, too.
They do. They keep track of the precincts we've done. They're proud of the work they've done. I'm also excited to hear what you said. Pro-Life Southern Colorado, they're aware of Amendment 62.
Oh, they're backing us 100%. It is so awesome.
That is great.
They're a great group of people who are on fire to save the innocent. They want to stop abortion, and they will do whatever it takes.
Do they have any of the campaign materials down there? Do they have...
They have some T-shirts and bumper stickers and the handouts, the talking points. I'm picking up today a bunch of the bookmarks take down there. So the bookmarks
are
a great tool.
Tens of thousands of bookmarks have been distributed one-on-one. And it's not just a bookmark. It's a fancy bookmark. It opens up. Because bookmarks at events like say, baseball games, football games, people don't often want to take a flyer, but they'll take a bookmark. And I've been at these events, like at Heaven Fest, where we handed out thousands of bookmarks.
Did you see any laying around after you were done?
I did not see one I'm sure it must have been about 10,000.
When we did Heaven Fest, I didn't see one laying around on the ground afterwards.
I agree with you.
So it's an awesome tool and easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
All you usually have to do is stand there. People walk by and they think you're official, and they take your take your bookmark and they move on. Occasionally, you'll have people stop and talk to you.
Yeah, and they want to know what's personhood, what's Amendment 62, and we tell them it's about snowflake kids and all little kids. Protecting all kids by love and by law.
That's
people
awesome.
Are interested.
And people want to protect kids.
So many are eager to find out what it is, and so many say, I like this. So I've got some news that maybe we'll be the first to break this news on any radio or media outlet. But, Dee, this is exciting to me. One of the candidates for governor is Tom Tancredo, and he has endorsed Amendment 62. That's great. Every time another leader endorses Amendment 62, that's a thrill to me. But now he has, this week, selected a running mate for Lieutenant Governor Pat Miller. Pat Miller has been a longtime pro-lifer in Colorado for 20 years that I know of Pat. We're not close, but I've worked with her on and off for 20 years, things that she's done. And she has now come out strongly in support of personhood in Colorado's Amendment 62. And that's a thrill.
That's awesome.
That is, because it's new. The pro-life movement is not really quite fully aware of personhood. For the last quarter of a century, they've been regulating abortion.
It's been about compromise.
Compromise. Wait 24 hours, then you could kill the baby. Inform the parents, then you could kill the baby. All that. Sign this piece of paper, inform consent, then you could kill the baby. Well, personhood says the baby has a God-given right to life.
Amen.
right? That God-given right to life. So it teaches people about God, about rights, about babies. It's not about wait 24 hours before you could have a procedure.
It's what our nation was founded for, our God-given rights to be able to have life.
Mm.
And now all can have life if personhood passes here in Colorado.
Yeah, amen. So our rights come from our Creator. You know, Dee, the state of Colorado is printing about 3 million blue books to go to every voter, and it describes Amendment 62. And one thing, now they're not pro-lifers, but there's one victory that we fought and we won. And it says right in the blue book that rights do not come from the government. And I'm just
wow.
so thrilled that they put that in there, because Amendment 62 says your human rights begin at that very moment that your life begins. And then they say officially that rights do not come from the government. They should say they come from God. They don't go that far. But anybody reading that will think, if your rights don't come from the government, where do they come from? They come from our Creator.
That is just wonderful.
It is, yeah. It's a thrill. We're teaching people. We're even teaching the bureaucrats downtown at the Capitol.
Well, you're giving them food for thought, too, mm-hmm. and 'cause most people don't think about it. It's not something you think about in your day-to-day life. You're
right.
worried about making ends meet.
Right, exactly.
Not, you know, not where life comes from.
Yeah, and if, let's say we were doing a 24-hour waiting period, the questions that arise, they don't have to do with God and human rights, the right to life. They have to do with a procedure and the regulations for how do you have a procedure. And the conversations, the debates, they're all convoluted. It's all murky. But this is true.
And it's
this
straightforward.
Straightforward. It's direct.
It's not in legal ease. It's so everyone can understand it and it can't be mistaken.
So your rights start at the beginning of your life.
Yes.
That's when your rights begin. That's when you're a person. So it's pretty neat. So we've got Pro-Life Southern Colorado endorsing Amendment 62, bumper stickers, T-shirts. You've had an event down at the university down there, CSU Pueblo, right?
Yes, we did. The Engrave group at CSU Pueblo, they sponsored us. They're a pro-life college group, and that we brought Pastor Walter Hoy to Pueblo. He is a...
He's the California Personhood co-sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
He's a hero.
He's a phenomenal man. A lot of people were a little bit skeptical. A good portion of our group are Catholic. And to come and see a Baptist pastor was...
A black pastor.
Yeah.
Not that he's black, but he's a Baptist. He's not a priest.
They didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
And they were all blown away. I was asked again today, when is he coming back?
No.
They want to hear...
Praise God.
They want to hear him speak again.
Yeah.
His testimony is so powerful and quiet.
Mm.
It's not, you know,
mm-hmm.
the way
it's
I
not
grew.
Ranting the way I do.
No, it's not.
Walter is one of my heroes.
He's an awesome man.
He really is. And all the time he's spending in Colorado, coming here from California to help us pass Amendment 62, it's an honor to have these people come from around the country. And people have been coming to help workers, leaders. And as you know, Keith Mason and Guabe Garcia Jones, they've been going around the country this week, and they've been talking to significant Christian leaders who are blessing the effort, encouraging the effort. Some are donating to the effort. They're making it happen.
They're excited about the results. Mm. Everybody really wants to know more about what personhood is, and they want to get involved.
Yeah.
We have a chance. If this passes here, well, it will pass here. When it does, it's going to catch the nation on fire for personhood.
I think so. And there's nothing more that we can do. There's nothing bigger we can do to make a change in our country for what's right than to stop the killing of innocent children. This is like a dagger in the heart of the left, because the left is aggressively godless and socialist, and they promote sexual immorality, and they love to kill unborn children. When they find out that you cannot kill unborn children in our state, this is going to shock the world. And Christians will be emboldened to not be ashamed of who we are.
And not be afraid to speak out.
Not be afraid to speak. This is going to be a great day. So, Dee, wait, thank you. You're way up here from Pueblo. I know you came to supply the troops for the state fair, and that begins tomorrow.
Yes.
So if somebody wants to meet you, if they want to help at the state fair, I know that Donna at Colorado Right to Life is scheduling people. So they could, what, they could either just stop on by and help, or they could sign up for a shift.
They could sign up for a shift anytime they have available, even if they have a half an hour, hour, we'll put them to work.
So from mid-morning to late night for 10 days, beginning tomorrow, folks could come out at the state fair. And if you haven't gone to a state fair in your whole life, go. It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. A lot of interesting people are at the fair. And it's always fun to watch the people and eat all the food.
Yeah, that's right. Great food.
I'll be gaining the 20 pounds that you're losing by working the fair. Yeah, there you go.
And so, and Donna at Colorado Right to Life, she will assign you to it. If you say, I'm going to be there on Tuesday, and she'll say, okay, could you work a couple hours in the morning? Could you work evening, afternoon? And then she'll get you on a schedule. Or if you can just show up, look for the booth. It's in the Ag Center.
Ag Building.
It's in the Ag Building, and it's going to be a great time. So please go, and I'll give the phone number. Also, you can go to their website, ColoradoRightToLife.org, ColoradoRightToLife.org. Their phone number is 303-753-9394. That's 303-753-9394. Dee, thank you for encouraging us.
Well, thank you for all the encouragement you give everybody who listens to you.
God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Okay, so Dee is heading out, and she is supplying the troops down in Pro-Life Southern Colorado and in Pueblo and at the state fair. And I got to tell you, she has picked up thousands. She went to the Personhood Colorado office and then came to the studio here at Bob and Yart Live. And she has, in her vehicle, she must have over 10,000 items. Okay, and we've got thousands of items at Colorado Right to Life's headquarters for the Amendment 62 campaign. We're out of time to play our closing music, so I'm going to say goodbye. But please, go to ColoradoRightToLife.org, help with a weekly lit drop, go to the campaign tracker, and help out.